But now they got something else now. They vacuum cleaners and all like that. Now. Boy, we use a broom yet here. We use brooms.
If you had a broom and you were, you know, maybe want to keep it out of sight,
yeah,
and you had a door, you know how you pull a door open and kind of leave it pushed open?
Yes,
you put the broom
behind the door.
Right.
That's right.
Years ago on Monday, what did women usually do?
Well, that's sort of hard to tell.
Was that the day they did their wife?
No. Back in them days, people went to field on Monday.
Oh.
Been a tough, I know, washing on Monday.
Oh, okay.
He didn't watch a latter part of the week.
What day did you usually wash then?
Well, by Friday.
Really?
Yeah. By on Friday. And sometime when work pushed up really, really. Well, now, of course, I never was hard on my folks that way. I didn't do that. Didn't wash till Saturday morning. But now I didn't do that. My wife always washed on a Friday. Or any day she wanted to wash, she still wanted to wash it. Well, she could wash that day. I wasn't all like that. I didn't have nothing to do with all that.
After a woman does the washing, then she has to do the what?
Ironing, so she's there.
Yeah. Would they do that on the same day?
Well, if the clothes were dry at the time enough, probably we would. But sometimes the clothes wouldn't be dry at the time enough to iron.
Do you own this land around here?
No, I just got it leased around here.
You leased it. Yeah. And then when you were farming, I'm trying to get a picture of how farming was.
Yeah.
Did then a black man would lease land to farm on?
Well, that's right.
I see.
Yes, that's right. Well, he'd have his own tools and everything, you know, his stock, animals, his plow tools, his wagon, all like that. And so, his own managing then.
I see. So you always leased your farm.
Yes, ma'am. I'd always done my own managing. And I didn't work on shares with nobody.
Yeah, that's what I was driving at. If you worked on shares,
I never worked on shares.
The lease arrangement that you would have would be you would pay a certain amount,
that's right.
It didn't have anything to do with how much you drew.
No, that's right.
All right. We talked a minute ago about porches.
Yeah.
Can you have a porch on the second floor of a building?
Yes, you can have a porch on the second floor.
Did you call it anything other than a porch?
Well, I don't know what it would or not.
Do you remember what an old word people used for porch?
What is that?
Gallery.
Gallery, that's right. That gallery.
Did a gallery look different than a porch?
No, that's the same thing.
Same thing exactly.
That's the same thing.
This could be a gallery.
Yes, ma'am.
To an old,
that's
an old
right,
fashioned.
That's right.
Yes. All right. If a door is open and you want someone to close it, you might tell them to what?
Shut the door. Close the door.
Right. Sometime you'll build a house and you'll have some boards on the outside of the house that kind of lap over each other.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those are what? Do you have a name for those?
On the eve of the house?
On the sides.
On the side.
On the outside.
Let's see. What you mean, you would build a house back there? Yeah, called weatherboard.
That's what I'm thinking
of. Yeah, weatherboard.
Right.
That's right. Weatherboard.
All right. And the part that covers the top of the house is the...
Yes, ma'am. Shingles.
And it makes up the what? The roof.
The rest makes the roof. That's
all right. When you're building a roof that's like this, you have a piece that goes across the top.
That's right. Yeah.
Do that have a name?
Well, we call it a saddle board. We call it the saddle board to make a piece to fit over the top, shed the water each way. Well, that's a saddle board, we call it.
Would that be on a shingle roof as well as a tin?
Well, yes, as well as